this morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
There you go. Thank you, Goth Brooks. Toledo's going out today with whiplash. You've got the whiplash, Toledo.
Scottsdale.
You're heading up the road here to Scottsdale. Toledo's going to have whiplash, our Dodge Challenger, out today at... Where are you going?
Air Park Dodge. Should be the third one on there. Had it open.
There it is. Air Park Dodge Chrysler. Okay. Yeah, it's on Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard in Scottsdale from 5 to 7. And that's a perfect opportunity for you guys to be out and about taking photos with this car and hashtag KUPD Whiplash Contest. You load it up, put it on your social media, Facebook or Instagram, and you are automatically going to be in that contest just because they go to the hashtag every once in a while and pull a name out of it and say this person is the qualifier. Get Metallica tickets, and then you're in the drawing for the big car. Our beautiful Dodge Challenger, Whiplash we call it, because Metallica helped us put this thing together, and we're going to give it away the day after the Metallica show. It is beautiful, and Toledo will have it with him. You don't get to drive it out there, do you?
I'm going to ask Mark.
Yeah, see if you can get it, because somebody's got to drive it.
Guy with a DUI.
Nah, you don't. Never mind. That's a good point.
This'll
not
happen.
Current. I mean, it's been years. It's washed off, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe so ashamed.
Yeah, no. Well, the shame lives on. The bell rings behind him all the time. But still, think about it. You're 10 years behind DUI. This girl's got 8 months house arrest, and she was raping somebody on a plane. Big deal.
True. Maybe you can get a guitar from Alice Cooper over there. Isn't that the
Yeah, that's the place that does that. My dad got
the one
those.
That gives away the
yeah.
guitar.
Well, they used to. I don't think they do. Air Park Dodge Chrysler. That's where you got to go today. East Frankwood, Wright Boulevard. Come on down. Take a look at this thing. And get your picture took. And maybe even say hi to Toledo. He'll have more things out there for you, too. You might have some sign-ups for Metallica tickets on top of it all, as well as standing there taking a picture with a vehicle. That's a good one, too, because that's out in an area that makes it tough for people to drive down to the station or... You're kind of isolated up in that northeastern quadrant of...
Avoid traffic, come out, hang out for a while.
There you go. Plenty of nice restaurants in the area.
Yeah.
Go over, have a little dinner, pop in between 5 and 7, see Toledo, knock it out. It's pretty simple. At 8 o'clock this morning, we'll also give you another word. You know that, 97936 is the text, and we will tell you how you can maybe win that Challenger. Easy peasy, man. That'll be good. So keep that in mind, 5 to 7 today if you're up in the area. It's an easy way to enter. And that's the easiest way to enter anything I've ever heard in my life. I mean, you technically are entering the drawing for the drawing by just taking a picture.
Right.
And there's no questions. There's nothing. You just have to show up, take the photo, and leave. And you can do it the whole time it's sitting out in front of our building right now. 52nd Street, pull in. There's the car. Take the shot, leave. I saw a couple people doing it yesterday. I saw a couple of guys from the sports station doing it yesterday as well. The Dorf and his crew. I'm like, you can't win this. And he goes, we just want to make it look. I'm like, no, you can't even put, don't even put that on your website, man. That's not for you.
Brady's mortal enemy.
Yeah, Brady's mortal enemy. The Dorf
find out.
Was fooling around on their act, and they were blocking the KUPD part with their bodies to make it seem like that was their ride. You guys can't win this, Dorf. You don't want Brady out here on you.
Is he going on the
it's
air
in
saying,
the rules.
Yeah.
We're giving away a car.
Yeah, I think so. Brady's mortal enemy, the Dorf.
He's a liar.
Can't trust him. Don't like him.
The one guy, Brady, is kind of, there's tension, too. You walk down the hall with Brady. We have to go do that podcast down the hall. Brady goes down the opposite way and comes up the other hallway to knock on my door.
Lucky that's a steel door.
I don't know if that's it.
Studio.
You look like you were dodging him yesterday.
I don't even want to see his face.
Comes down and goes, went down Ian's route. I'm like, what? Brady got lost in the building yesterday and went into Ian's studio thinking he was in the right side of the building. He was in the left side of the building.
Walked in on Ian. What are you doing here? What are you in my room for?
Oops.
Podcasting. Are you on it today? What are you doing, Brady? This is the Ian show. Well, get out.
I said, sorry, love.
Sorry about that. Right side, left side issue.
On that All Access podcast, we replayed something from 2007. That Remembo thing.
Oh,
yeah.
And there's a part in it where we talk about what's going to happen to Brady in 10 years if he's like this now with Remembo and everything.
Walking through the doors.
And it's 10 years later.
It's happening.
Hey, Ian, are you on the podcast there?
What are you doing in KDKB studio, mate?
Oops, one more turn.
What? John, why are you wearing such tiny shorts and a wig that makes you look like the Jack of Spades?
What are you talking about?
Then you've got a wacky voice on.
What did you do with John?
Always with the wacky voices.
Yeah. So we went to the wrong room. I wanted to feel your forehead, but I didn't want to, you know. I actually wanted to watch it, like, happen. The meltdown. It'll occur. Speaking of meltdowns, you were bringing up James Woods, who's been in this battle, social media battle, and with a few people in his lifetime. James Woods is crazy.
Took a guy.
He's an old man.
Yeah, and now Twitter. He's old and crazy. So he's done Twitter, and the dude was just attacking him for a long time on Twitter about being a coke user.
Addict.
And I remember when this started, and James Woods said, "You can't do that. That's defamation of character, yep. And I will take you to court." And he did it. I didn't know he won.
$10 million lawsuit originally, and they settled. It was 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, what a lot of people are saying is, be careful what you tweet.
James Woods proved it, especially with celebrities. It's like, wow, I have a reputation that you're trying to destroy. And the guy was relentless. I mean, in fairness to James Woods, who is nuts, I remember this story.
The guy died a year into the trial.
The dude was relentless. He attacked and attacked. And James Woods got heat for that because the dude died. And he's like, I'm getting something out of this. This is not going to, his estate is going to say that he was making it all up. And so, but then there's more, and I didn't know what you were telling me today.
Well, after, you know, yesterday's news of that he won the settlement on this 2-year Twitter lawsuit, there was someone that posted a caption on Twitter, a picture of, it was a couple with their son who's gender creative, and the mom's holding a poster up that says, I'm proud of my gender creative?
Like, you can make up new genders like we've never heard of?
One day he's...
Well, that's gender inspecific or unspecific. This is gender creative.
It's gender undecided.
Right, where you just make up a gender where it's a small tree grows out of your thigh
and that makes you a tree giant.
I
didn't realize there were that many choices.
I didn't either.
I'm confused.
I had no idea there were... I didn't know there were choices, to be honest. I thought you were kind of born with it and then like confused and then you could get a surgery.
Well, when
that's the only choice.
When I look at the picture, I'm, you know... It's a boy that is relating to a girl, I guess, right now, the gender.
That's not very creative.
So he's wearing makeup. And so she's, her sign says, I love my gender creative child.
Right.
And dad is holding up a sign that says, yeah, my boy wears makeup and dresses.
Now, why did they put this on James Woods?
Because it was at a Pride parade.
But they were doing it to James Woods. They were going after
him.
Well,
it was just on Twitter. And he
it was on his news feed.
Yeah, and he happens to catch it. So he reacts and tweets back.
Right.
The word for word is not exact, but he's basically saying, oh, boy, you're going to...
Here it is.
Oh, here it is.
This is sweet. Wait until... Or was it? Wait until this poor kid grows up and realizes what you've done and stuffs both of you dismembered into a freezer in the garage.
So he basically says, you raise your kids this way, he's going to cut you up and put you in a freezer.
My son
for no reason, right?
Dresses and makeup, get over it.
And then Neil Patrick Harris, Gay Doogie.
Have to get over it.
Gay Doogie is the first one to fire back with a comment and says, utterly ignorant and classless, Mr. Woods. I'm friends with this family. You know not of what you speak. And should be ashamed of yourself. Now, this is a guy who just went after somebody for $10 million for making disparaging comments on Twitter. And the first thing he says is, great, good job. Raise your kid like that. He's going to chop you up and stuff you in a freezer.
Yeah, I don't think he gives a crap. He's turned into...
That was kind of trolling.
Walt Kowalski.
Yeah, yeah. Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Yep. He's Walt Kowalski, and there's no questioning that he is the old man now with a Twitter account.
It is great. Like seeing old people that just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
They're saying whatever is on their mind.
And I have no issue
about the consequences.
When it was originally, when you told me, I thought they were mad at each other. This was just a family he attacked for no reason.
Yeah.
Now, I have my problem with political correctness is if I'm in an argument or fight with you and I say horrible words, that's because I want to hurt your feelings. Anybody else saying, you can't say these awful things, they're like, no. Like, if James Woods was in a battle with this family, maybe the kid's off limits, but you attack them like crazy and say horrible, horrible things to them.
Yeah, but to do it to just some random
people. Yeah, to some random family is awful. But that's my point. Like, if it's random, you're in trouble. But if I hate Toledo, I'm going to call him the N-word, the homo F-word.
Like what he did to Anderson Cooper in May.
Oh, yeah, in May. He made headlines for the tweets about Anderson Cooper when he talked to Kellyanne Conway. He says, as his butt plug dislodges during a newscast.
That's funny, though.
He made Cooper's eyes roll. Like, remember when Anderson rolled his eyes when Kellyanne Conway said something, he rolled his eyes, and that was his meme for it. as his butt plug. And there's a possibility that's true. Now, he was mad at Anderson Cooper there for and Anderson Cooper's fair game. And James Woods stood up for someone else like Neil Patrick Harris did in a less than tactful way. But still, that's fair game to me. And he went after a soft spot, so to speak, on Anderson Cooper, which is his gayness.
He's basically one of the internet trolls.
He's an awesome internet troll.
But the thing that got me, you know, he gets this guy that in the lawsuit for defamation, cocaine addict.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a problem with the...
Well, according to that guy, it's never been like... He never got arrested or no... There's been rumors, but that's as far as it's ever been, so...
That is kind of hypocritical, isn't it? That
a little.
He's going after people for calling him certain names.
Yeah, you can't
but
do that.
But he can
How
take every...
dare you come at me on Twitter? Hold on a second.
I do not have a cocaine problem.
You and your little
everything
homo...
Else, you can call me anything else, but cocaine addict?
Don't do it. Now, you and your little homo child can go climb over a fence... And get his butthole caught on the top of that. Yeah, it's not right. But is it hilarious? Yes. And that's the thing we have to remember.
What? The...
Unwarranted attacks are bad. But you should be allowed to attack anybody with any words you want who you actually hate. That's the idea of verbal
attacks.
How
do we know if they have a beef?
Well, later, you find out in the wash. Eventually, the other people are like, why did this happen? And they don't understand that they're not in a fight. They are now in a fight with James Wood, whereas before the comments, they were not.
Yeah, but like Neil Patrick Harris probably doesn't know if they have a beef or not. Like just saw him being an asshole.
Neil Patrick Harris realized, what is this? and it's not necessarily something on Twitter. Jonah Hill, when he got in that car and that guy was following him around being a dick to him, and he happened to be gay, and Jonah Hill turned to him and asked him several times, knock it off, quit following me around, quit hitting me. You've hit me with the camera two or three times, stop it. And he called him the homo F word. And then the guy happened to be gay, and he's like, oh, he's a homophobe. He hates all gay people. It's like, no, he hates you. He currently hates you, and he called you an awful name because he wanted to hurt your feelings, and it did. It doesn't mean he hates all people like you. He hates you specifically. Don't make it a grander thing. You were being a dick. He went for a target to call you a name that would hurt. It hurt. That was the objective. It was a verbal punch. That's okay.
Maybe that'll get your attention leave me alone.
That's okay. And then Jonah Hill had to go on Jimmy Fallon crying and apologize to all of the gay people. And it doesn't mean you hate all gay people. You hate that guy and you called him an awful name. That's
However,
okay.
The James Woods stuff.
No. That's totally
he
different.
Hates all
James
all
Woods
gay
is nuts.
People.
James Woods is nuts. I don't think he's happy with pretty much anybody who isn't James Woods. But it is interesting when you know, because he should be in trouble for that a little bit, at least socially. Like, okay, you can't. Why are you attacking this family? Well, because I disagree with their life. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with you.
You think that's more hate or humor when he's making that remark?
That's fairly hateful.
That was pretty hateful.
Yeah. Brady, if you just pick out a family you don't know with a gay kid, or gay or transgender or whatever he is, and you attack them for having him.
And say that he'll dismember you.
And he's going to put you in
kill
a freezer
you.
Dead.
Yeah.
You don't hit Santa and go, that's a gem. That was hilarious. Oh, those people are going to laugh until they sleep.
Woodsy, you've done it again.
Oh, Woodsy. You're a regular Richard Pryor.
He needs to. He
might have been
start
funny
doing
to him.
Some stand-up.
Yeah. Oh, he thought it was great fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did.
But then he realized, wait a minute. Dismembering people for having trans confused kids is not funny to people. Oh. Yeah. He knows what he's doing. That's a hate-based thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The kids who sprayed Jew and swastikas on that mailbox over by my house, they probably thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But they knew it was hate-based. They're not doing it and thinking, everybody's going to laugh.
It's...
Yeah. And James Woods is not... Did that really cross your mind? Like, maybe
no,
he's just
no,
trying to
but
be
I know some. I know some people troll and do that exact thing, but I don't
think
they
not James
really
Woods.
Believe that. But James Woods,
you're, yeah, no celebrities do it. Because they've got a spotlight on them immediately when they do something like that. Like, yeah, trolls are trolls. They hide behind fake names, and they go on and they attack stuff. Can't do that. That's not right. But it was pretty funny. I mean, the fact that he had, like the Walt Kowalski brainwave to go, man, screw it. I'm going to go after this family. Who he just happened to, you know, he's scrolling down his feed on Facebook. Goes, ugh, I don't like the looks of this. I bet you he dismembered. You know what? I've got a good start on this. I'm just going to write that down.
It
and send
is
it
weird.
To
like I see a bunch of stuff I don't agree with every day, but it doesn't make me want to just hop in there.
Yeah,
constantly.
I can't imagine seeing a family. Maybe I'll think it in my head. Man, that kid's going to be a mess. But I'm not going to tell them that because I'm rooting against him being a mess. But if I've seen plenty of parents raising kids, and you're like, oh, geez. that kid's going to be a disaster. Mm-hmm. And you know it because they're spoiling him or whatever. There's a whole bunch of stuff I disagree with when I see it. But, yeah, if you just went on Twitter with everything, you're like, well, you're going to end up in a box dead someday. Strangers.
Yeah, that's a weird way to open it. You could, like, but, you know, do a post and disagree with their lifestyle.
But
or,
why even do that? You don't even know them.
I know. Here's
the only thing.
Now, if they put on their hashtag screw James Woods at the end, like, all right, screw you. I hope that kid kills you and puts you in a freezer. I'm fine with that. That's the fine line. If they attack you a little at first, you can say whatever you want. That's where political correctness has gotten out of hand. Even when you are mad and you try to attack someone that did something to you, you're still held to a standard of, like, not crossing lines socially. Like, no. You can attack anybody.
Having a good discussion or a debate about things, it's,
sure.
There's a way to be tactful.
Right, so what was going on with this? This is my, again.
That was not tactful.
Those are two. But we only have the two comments. We have Woods and Neil Patrick Harris. So what about the other ones that responded to that? I was curious about the, because you'd think he just got a firestorm, you know, after James Woods. But.
Probably, yeah.
I would
Patrick
assume
Harris?
So.
No,
I mean,
no,
people going after James
Woods. Yeah, going after James Woods.
Nobody's
going to
care about that.
But it doesn't matter. He still fired the shot. Nobody went after him before he posted.
Yeah. TMZ isn't going to go, you know, Mark Davis of Temecula said, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares what that. They want the people in the spotlight's reaction.
Well, yeah. I'm curious out of that because then you have both sides, you know, that you get the James Woods.
I don't
what's
know
the other
too many. Yeah, what's the other side?
People that would that think that is or that agree with James Woods.
That all transgender kids are going to dismember their parents?
No, but that remark that the kid's going to be crazy, you know, and that's not saying it's right.
Yeah.
But just, I mean, you know,
even
if you're
on that side, you're probably not going out of your way to point that out. You kind of recognize.
I'm just saying, was there a discussion going on beforehand? Where did this, you know? We just had the two tweets.
It was
that's
a
it.
Pride thing, and they were basically saying yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of holding the kid up. They're using their kid as the example. But
yeah, and it's just amazing that he happened to come across that. That's what.
If they follow James Woods or back and forth, and it ends up on his Facebook.
Yeah, someone had to send it to him. Oh, he's going to like this.
Maybe. I just don't see a second side, really. Like, I see the side where you're like, I disagree with that. I better not say anything. Because it's just not worth it.
So random.
But James Woods doesn't have the it's not worth it anymore.
That's what I'm saying. You get older, and you're just like, you don't care.
Yeah. It's true.
Maybe he hasn't been getting jobs in Hollywood lately. He's pissed off. I don't know. Something could be bothering you that day.
And he just doesn't. He's at that age where he just doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't. And it's pretty amazing when that happens. But at the same, I mean, it just leads us to have great moments where you're like, wow, this is going to be fun to watch. This unraveling. This is going to be a blast. What will James Woods do next is kind of in my head. What family will he attack for no reason next?
He's a real live Iron Sheik.
Yes. And I'm not so sure that Iron Sheik isn't real. I think you can't come up with that kind of stuff unless you believe it. I haven't heard. He's been all over the place. It's just gotten so commonplace.
No,
nobody pays attention to the Iron Sheik anymore.
I haven't heard James Woods come out with an apology or anything like that.
Yeah. I don't know that he
doesn't
have
to. He's James Woods.
Yeah, he's James F. Woods. He's the high school in...
I just won a lawsuit.
Family Guy.
He was in the World Series of Poker yesterday.
Yeah.
Or day one, he got eliminated. Maybe that's when he did the tweet. I don't know.
He was upset.
You know what? I got to start trolling.
He's out of the hand.
Maybe he got bounced by a tranny.
Some guy in a rainbow bracelet.
How can I read this guy? How can I get a read on your face? You're dressed up like a woman with some sort of crazy... You're gender whatever.
And today you're a dude?
I'm going to find some gender non-specific kids and tell them.
That's true. He went out day one. Maybe he spent $10,000 to play, and then he gets eliminated in like 5 seconds.
And that's $10,000.
Settlement. he spent his settlement.
That's $10,000 he could have spent on cocaine.
Yes. Well, he might have been pissed.
He might have been furious that he didn't have that his cocaine budget was shot in less than 5 hours. So he attacked a family of transgender children. I just don't get it. But it's funny.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Again, though, when you're angry at someone, you should be allowed to tweet out whatever hurts their feelings the most. When it's a full fight. And I wouldn't even say do it socially. I say do it, you know, write them a letter, call them. Do it the old-fashioned way, you know. And we shouldn't be mad. But if it's just like random, like what James Woods did, it's wrong. Yeah. It's a fine line, but still. Again, you go to what hurts the person the most when you're in a fight with them and you don't care about their feelings. And we get too sensitive about that stuff. Like the dude, if he had it on good authority that James Woods was a cokehead and had approached him several times and said, you're a cokehead and I'm going to tell everybody about it. I got pictures of it. And then they started getting into a fight on Twitter for all of us to watch. That's kind of the fun of Twitter when the Twitter wars start, that they'll fight in front of us like, you know, those videos in the urban areas where black girls will fight at a gas station. And you just see a bunch of people just get in a circle and watch because it's funny. And we watch it on World Star Hip Hop and things like that. When people get into public fights, we love it. You'll stop everything you're doing to watch a public fight.
Oh, it's great.
Everything.
Oh,
I think it's fantastic. I slow down for arguments. Like, I rolled my window down and went past what I assumed was an argument from two homeless people on the side of 44th Street and Campbell.
Watch it unfold.
And went all the way around and went back in because I'm like, they're going at it. And by the time I'd gotten back, I had to make a big U-turn. They were pretty much cooled off. But I wanted to see some action. That's what's great about Twitter. Sometimes it plays out right in front of us, which is great. Like the Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. I don't care about either of those people. They could drop off the face of the earth tomorrow and I wouldn't care. But their fight's funny. And they choose to do it for us, like a play. And I'm all for it. I love that stuff. But you should be allowed to say whatever you want without offending entire races when you're attacking one individual person. I'm fine. But just don't do it publicly. I mean, learn your lesson.
So, like, you already have this beef with Beth that's been started.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a beef. She started it, and I'm like, oh, okay. No, I don't have a beef with Beth.
So you could go on, like, her Facebook and, like,
No. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do it publicly because I try to keep a little bit of class.
That's good that you clarify.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I classy. Think, you know,
it's classier because I don't want it to unfold
do
in front
it
of everybody.
Text or like
no, I'll do it to her face.
Face to face.
I'll do it face to face. I'm an old fashioned guy when it comes to hurting people's feelings. Here, I like doing like you know, it's fun to me. Like Brady saw the roast that I did with Pat McMahon. I think you saw a real glow out of me that you hadn't seen maybe ever. As I got an opportunity in front of seven people with carte blanche to say attack these people to their face. I was upset Alice Cooper wasn't there because some of my best material was bashing Alice Cooper into the earth. And I wanted to see his face while I did it. It's like the old World War II thing. Remember in Saving Private Ryan when the guy's like, shh, 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 and he's stabbing the other guy, but he's looking him right in the eye? That's classy. That's a classy kill.
Well, maybe she'll come in here today. We can
have
her in the studio.
We certainly can.
We can do it live.
I will roast her live. If she wants to play that game. But I have to ask Susie first because women are unpredictable and she could turn into an HR knight. But yeah, I just like, you know, if Ian and I get into a fight in the hallway and we're going back and forth and it degenerates into where I want to hurt his feelings and he wants to hurt my feelings, I'm landing some blows. I'm going after what I know. I know where his weaknesses are and I'm gonna verbally attack those weaknesses. That's what a fight is. But if other people hear it nowadays, they're like, oh my God, you hate all English people. You hate all people that look like the Jack of Spades. I don't hate all people that look like the Jack of Spades. I like the Jack of Spades haircut.
I think a big problem is people don't know how to, it's a fight.
Right.
You know how to avoid a fight. Because all of a sudden a person gets in a fight, then they're just gone. And the physical side of it is ridiculous.
Well, physical fights, I'm an adult. Both days are over.
But the verbal thing is so easy now with Twitter. Well, we say that
but it's
every
not
day,
verbal. It's that's like, that to me is a phone call breakup to fight someone on Twitter. That's gutless.
Yeah.
That's a gutless coward.
But the face-to-face thing, you know.
I like face-to-face insults. I think they're fun. But only if somebody's trying to get you. You know, I won't just attack you for no reason. And
right.
Sit back and go, what is this guy's problem? But if there seems to be a beef, like if Pauly Shore came in and we go, I'm very cordial with him, but I'm always on guard that one of these days he's going to fire off and he's going to be mad, and then we're going to have at it. It'll be fun. You'll hate it, but it'll be fun. And the bad thing is as I'm beating up Pauly Shore, Brady will start hitting me.
He's a celebrity. You can't do this.
I'll just separate you guys.
He's my friend.
No. Are you going to keep having him in?
Oh, every time until he pops. And I don't even have to do much work, but look at him. He is nervous. You got to be in the room one time with Paulie.
He doesn't, he doesn't look at John.
He will not look at me. John. He's scared to death of me. And it's immediate.
The only time he did is when he deflated. He kind of looked at
and
him
I try
like,
to be
real
nice.
Real puppy dog eyes.
I try. I'm not going out of my way. I could be mean, but I like him.
Well, he's like a comedian. Him to be uncomfortable. And he's supposed to be able
right.
to
have he's the one who's supposed fun. To be able to kind of be footloose and fancy free, and he's got a lot of walls. It's fun. It's making you
and he's got a lot of stories.
Not really.
But he won't really talk about
it. I don't know that he does. I don't know that he's got any
business. I think he's seen some things.
Sure, but he can't. A story is somebody who can see things and then relate it back to you with a story. I don't know that he's got the ability to do that. He's got a lot of information that he can't relay in an interesting way back to you.
Well, now he's in his shell.
Well, I don't think that's a shell.
Turtle poked
I think
his
that's
head out
he
to
is.
Tell a story.
I don't know that he's ever been this open book that really, wow, no. Regale me with another tale, weasel. You don't want Pauly Shore. If it's story time with Pauly Shore, I'm not really interested in that. One thing I am kind of growing in interest with is this Val Kilmer as Mark Twain thing that's going on at Stand Up Live.
Here, yeah.
It's happening in August. And a friend of mine was at the house last night, and one of his coworkers said, you want to go to the Stand Up Live and watch Val Kilmer be Mark Twain for a little bit? And I'm like, and we both looked at each other and goes, I don't think I've ever said, you know what I want to see someday? Val Kilmer live, but not as Val Kilmer. Playing the part of Mark Twain, reading some of Mark Twain's
it's
finest
acting.
Moments. Is it, though? It's just him kind of saying Mark Twain's words. It's not a play.
The one-man show, Joe.
Mark Twain's writings. Woody did it on Cheers years ago. He used to dress up because he was the understudy for Mark Twain, so he had to come to the bars. That's all I think it's going to look like. And Val Kilmer's nuts. The only thing, and I have to question why I want to go. Do I want to go because I think this might be in the middle
is
of it,
this
Val
a
Kilmer?
Farewell tour?
Val Kilmer might just grab his cheeks and go, it's over, folks. I'm done. I don't remember Mark Twain ever saying that. He didn't. I don't know what I'm doing. Look at me. I look like the Colonel. But I'm kind of curious about it because why? There it is.
10 years to your life. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. I think I'll spend them in New York.
Albert Einstein.
All I see. I'm not seeing Twain.
I see Val
right
Kilmer
now.
In the weird wig.
I've
so
met him a couple of times. He
yeah.
looks like
so
Twain.
So insightful. And when you dig a little bit into his own personal writings, you find a real.
He's not well. I hope. I want to go watch it. I don't know. I think he had something wrong with
that. What's this?
I don't know, but he's. That's it. Toledo's doing his insulting impression.
Throat
that's
surgery.
Not me, everybody. That's Toledo insulting. The James Woods of our room. Anyway, I am curious about that, and it's coming up here in a little bit. So, do you think he'll come in for that?
I can ask.
Dressed up as Mark
yeah,
Twain.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to Val Kilmer. I want to talk to Mark Twain. Get him up early and get
see
him
if you
in
can
costume.
Stump him on Mark right. Twain trivia.
Samuel Clemens is in my family tree. I told you that the other day. My grandma decided she was going to go back into her history and find him. Once she found Samuel Clemens, it was over. She didn't care anymore. She literally went back to like 1880, and that was as far back as she went. The woman was born in 1930. That's as far. I go back 50 years, find a famous person, and we'll be done with that. Like, wow.
John, Samuel Clemens is a part of our family.
Is that right, Shirley? How about that?
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, it's Mark Twain.
Yep.
Who are his parents?
Oh, I quit there.
Oh, so you just found a celebrity, and that was good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that works. So that's our claim to fame on the mom side of the family, that Samuel Clemens is in there somewhere. And I still don't understand where. He's like a 19th cousin. And it only took 20 years. Because it's Indiana and the Midwest, so everybody was banging each other, family or otherwise. So there's all sorts of... Our family tree is ugly on that side. Because it goes sideways for a little while with a couple of sister brothers, I think. They hide that. Family trees are never honest. Oh, no, they weren't sister and brother. One was adopted. Yeah, you say that.
Early they expansion. Still,
they didn't know that.
It was
that.
A tight organization.
The difference was... My great aunt and uncle didn't know they weren't brother and sister, and they still made babies.
He was adopted, so
yeah. Later, we found that out later.
Had babies.
Yeah, they thought they were brother and sister, though, right?
Yes.
All right, that's all I need to know. So technically, your great aunt should have been a mental.
Let's move on to Sam Clemens.
Yeah, I would have stopped too there. That seems like a good place to quit. The famous guy who made it. Let's quit in with the straight branches on our family tree. That ain't any good. It's 6:51. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today? Well, there you go. I'm looking at the one on top.
Thanks. All right. Wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Congrats to Rachel Ruiz. Got her a nice townhouse in Chandler.
Nice job, Rachel.
If you would like to find a new place, get in touch with us. ELOteam.com. Search homes. Down payment assistance.
You don't have any houses for sale over in the West Valley, do you?
Not at the moment.
Because on Live PD, in a bad neighborhood, some guy who runs cocaine out of his semi-truck, I almost took a picture of it, but I couldn't get a real good shot. I paused it and I went back because Megan's like, how did you see that? I'm thumbing back. This guy jackknifed his truck leaving a neighborhood. It was a big semi with a thing on the back of it, like a big old haul. He had a big full semi. And he was going on a frontage road out of a neighborhood next to the I-17, and he jackknifed it because he couldn't make the turn without running over people's fire hydrants and front yards. So the cops are there, and he's like, this guy's got 30 warrants for cocaine trafficking and use. And he said, so. And the other cop goes, and he's in this neighborhood? And he's like, yeah. So we know what he was up to. And he ain't going anywhere for a while because the truck's up against the freeway wall and into the neighborhood, and it's in a perfect L, 90 degrees. And then I'm looking, and a sign in the front yard, for sale sign, Lisa O'Connell. And I'm like, oh, no. This is the worst. This is the worst. I couldn't quite get a gauge on. Every time I'd pause it, it was a little blurry, so I couldn't get. It's like maybe 25th Avenue and Dunlap or somewhere in that area. I don't know. But it was like a cocaine street, and the cops knew about it. And the house on the end there, right next to the freeway wall, was the one that was for sale.
It had her name?
Lisa O'Connell. Yeah. But it was some other thing.
Was it different?
It could have been O'Connor. It was just blurry enough when I paused it. I couldn't tell, but I'm like, oh, that's no good, because that's what I saw. I started laughing.
I've had a few listings over there.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Maybe it is.
Signs up, but not recently.
Okay. Well, it was for sale as of Saturday.
Oh, no. Okay. It's not us.
All right. Well, it was great advertising, I'll tell you that.
I always think about that, though, when I end up selling a house on that side of town, like in a bad neighborhood or something.
Oh, it'll be on Live PD. Yeah. Whether or not your sign's still in the yard, that's a different story.
It's advertising, man.
That's awesome. That's what I said. I'm like, this show is the number one show on cable television Friday and Saturday night. You can't ask for a better ad than that. People like to whisper cocaine around here, but that's why we're moving you in.
Unless my wife's selling houses behind my back.
That could be. I would.
Yeah?
Of course.
Screw me over. Yeah, let's do Metallica Whiplash since Toledo's going out to possibly give the challenger away.
Yeah, this could be. You could be the guy who does it. Today's person. And you do qualifiers today, like you draw as you're there.
Yeah.
So you're going to pull out two people who will get Metallica tickets and qualify for the Dodge Challenger today at Air Park Dodge Chrysler Jeep, East, what is it? East Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard, Scottsdale. So it'll be out there from 5 to 7 tonight with the beautiful car you can take photos of, and that's a pretty good deal. So, and in an hour and 5 minutes and 10 seconds, you guys get your chance to text in and be a qualifier as well. So there'll be 6 or 7 qualifiers today. 3 on the air. Probably one out of the old hashtag bin. Oh, we got to do a drawing this week for the people who listened on the app. I believe like seven people will qualify for their 6 or 7 today. I don't think we're going to have that many total. 6 or 7 on what? Wednesday's a big day because it resets your app thing. So if you've got the KUPD app and you listen, some guy emailed me and said, found a loophole. I've hacked your app idea. I'm like, yeah. You turn it down. He said, you use your phone as a wake-up thing. He said, just have it wake up to the app. And he said, but play the app all night while your phone's plugged in, and you earn 7 or 8 hours. Genius. Brilliant. And that's if you can't listen at work or do whatever you want. You listen to us in the morning, you know, whenever you can. And that works out perfectly. So he's hacked it. Great idea. You listen for 10 hours or so, you get into a drawing for concert tickets. You listen for 20 hours, you get into the drawing for Whiplash, and we might call you and give you Metallica tickets and then put you in the official drawing for the car. So that's how that works. And that resets today at noon, right?
Yep.
So if you listen for 20 hours from last Wednesday to this Wednesday, and it is all in an effort to buy your love and make our ratings better so we can continue to do things like this. It's all cyclical. We help you. You help us. It's all beautiful. Beautiful, I tell you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.